Hello, this is podcast number two with artist number two. His name is Russ Taylor, and he's from
Indy Atlantic, Florida.
Hey, Russ. Thank you for letting us interview you today, and I just have a couple questions to ask you. What is your inspiration?
Music is a big inspiration of mine, but also tropical themes. I just enjoy that whole Caribbean vibe. And jazz and blues are my favorite music to listen to while I paint.
And you're the official artist for the Virginia Holland's Art Festival this year. They have used your art on the poster and the t-shirt. How do you feel about that?
Well, that was really cool. I feel honored that they asked that. They just called me up after I sent in my application and asked if they could use one of my paintings to promote the show. And I said sure, because it's great promotion for me at the show and can help with sales and everything, so I was thrilled.
That's wonderful. How did you get your start as an artist?
I was just one of those kids that always drew in class and entertained my friends with pictures of the teacher or whatever and cartoons. And as I went through school and high school, I got better and better at it. And my parents asked if I wanted to go to art school instead of motorcycle mechanics school. And that was kind of a tough decision for me at the time, but I chose art school. And from there, it's been great.
Well, obviously, you made an excellent choice because your work is really nice, and I think that people really are into what you're doing. Did you have any mentors art-wise growing up?
I can't really point to one or person as a mentor. I did have a good high school art teacher. And some of my instructors in art school, I learned a great deal from, but I can't really point to any one person as a mentor.
Okay, that's fine. And could you explain to the audience your process a little bit of like what you do when you're creating art?
It comes from different places. Sometimes I'll be just leafing through a magazine and a picture will capture my attention, and that'll be a launching point for an idea for a painting, whether it's music or scenery or something, and I'll just put my own style on that. Sometimes I'll just sit around with a pencil and pad and just scribble out ideas until something hits me as a kernel of an idea that can be built upon, and I'll start from there. And paintings just kind of develop from one of those two methods.
Okay. And the last question for you is, where do you see yourself 10 years from now in your art career?
Wow. that's tough. I hope to be a successful artist. I've been doing this professionally just for the last 5 or 6 years after doing 20 years in commercial art and advertising. So in 10 more years, I'd like to be a successful fine artist and have my work shown in some good galleries and have a good collector base that is eager to purchase my work as soon as it's fresh off the easel.
All right, I'm sure that's going to happen for you, Russ. And I appreciate you giving us your time and just letting us know more about you and your art. This has been an interview podcast with Russ Taylor from Florida at the Virginia Holland's Art Festival 2007. Thank you very much.